Close your eyes and watch your breath. And keep watch over your mind to make sure it doesn't wander off. If it does wander off, you just drop that thought, whatever it is, and you'll be right back at the breath. Another thought comes up, you drop that. You resist the pull to go away, which means there's work to be done. Many of us come to meditation looking for a place to rest. We work hard in the world outside. We'd like a chance to have no responsibilities. But when the Buddha is talking about the peace of happiness, when he says there is no happiness other than peace, it's not simply resting. Because as you'll find, when you sit down to meditate, the requirements for work don't come from outside. They come from within. There's unfinished business in here that needs to be taken care of before there'll be any real peace. It's like coming into a room just full of broken glass. You can't lie down on the floor and say, well, simply rest. You have to clean away the broken glass first, then you can rest. So the work that's needed to bring about peace, that's good work. As you blame all the work in the world on things outside, you really misunderstand things. Because so much of the work outside, where does it come from? It comes from your desires. And it gets mixed up with other people's desires. There's a lot of conflict. You come to a place like this and say, well, I'll just not have any desires. And that doesn't work because the desires are going to come. You do desire from the mind to be peaceful. You do design for things to settle down inside. You have to accept the fact that this work has to be done before you can find any real peace inside. So accept that fact and work with it. The good thing here, though, is that the aim is one. You're not being pulled in a lot of directions. The aim is to get the mind under your control so you can see it clearly. And all the other work, inside and outside, should aim at that one direction. We're not being split off into many different places. The bottom line here is the trained mind. So any work that's done in that direction is good work. It's work that is worthwhile. And it will show its benefits not only while you're here, but also when you go back. If you can take that room cleared of broken glass back with you, then you find it's a lot easier to live in the world. So look out for all the shards that you're creating. Take care of those. And whether it takes a long time or a short time, that's not the issue. The issue is that you do the work thoroughly. Don't leave any little bits and pieces of glass in there. And then think of it as a trailer or an RV that you take through the world. There may be broken glass outside, but inside your home there's no broken glass. At the very least, you can rest inside. And when you can rest inside like that, then the issues from outside don't impinge on the mind nearly as much as they did before.